With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Election officials in Montana's Lewis and Clark County have begun counting absentee ballots ahead of Election Day. That's what a ballot tabulator sounds like, and election staff in Helena will hear absentee ballots winding through two of them as long as their office is open Monday. This is the first federal election that county staff can start counting ballots with automatic machines the morning before Election Day, thanks to a law passed by the 2019 Montana legislature. Elections Administrator Amy Reeves says the jumpstart should mean Montanans get quicker results after the polls close.
It's a huge benefit for us to be able to get those ballots ran through the tabulators today. I have two people right now, so it's about 16 hours of work that's going to save us on Election Day.
Lewis and Clark County had received nearly 39,000 ballots as of Monday afternoon, 85% of all that were sent to registered voters. County staff pull them from 18-gallon plastic tubs stacked atop any open floor space in the elections office. The tubs are labeled by precinct so the Secretary of State can ask counties for a post-election audit of random areas. The same new law allowing early counting also lets counties process mail ballots 3 business days before Election Day. Reeves says something as seemingly trivial as letting unfolded ballots naturally flatten over the weekend means tabulators can process more of them at once without jamming. But not all the time, as one machine operator can attest.
I tried to do 2 at the same time, so it comes up with an error. So you take it out, turn one of them around, and then it'll go again.
The machine registers a questionable ballot, for example, one with votes for multiple candidates in the same race, the ballot is set aside for a counting board to review. Election Day is Tuesday. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.